Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Friday evening, June 20th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of business and corporate news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline. Investor news breaks. Brera Holdings PLC, BRA, leveraging MCO success to elevate portfolio clubs to the international stage. Brera Holdings PLC, a publicly traded multi-club ownership group, is making waves in the global football industry. The company's recent move to acquire SS Juve Starel showcases its ability to spot opportunities and capitalize on them. Brera is focused on scaling the club's operations and revenue streams, as evidenced by its international presence, with live broadcasts in the US, Canada, and the UK. Brera Holdings PLC aims to expand its social impact football business by developing a global portfolio of emerging sports clubs, providing increased opportunities for earnings and sponsorships. For more information, visit Brera Holdings' website.
Mining news breaks. Why Silvercorp Metals Inc., NYSE American, SVM, TSX, is one to watch. Silvercorp Metals Inc., listed on the NYSE American under the symbol SVM and on the TSX as SVM, is a Canadian mining company known for its profitability and diverse portfolio of mines and projects in China, Ecuador, and Bolivia. The company focuses on maximizing output from current operations while strategically advancing new projects for long-term growth. With a strong track record, Silvercorp provides steady cash flow and exposure to high-potential projects, offering lasting value to shareholders. For more information on Silvercorp Metals Inc., visit their website at www.silvercorpmetals.com.
Blarina Lemage joins PPAC Private's NY Commercial Banking Team. Blarina Lemage has joined PPAC Private's NY Commercial Banking Team as Senior Managing Director and Group Director. With a background in commercial real estate and deposit relationship management, Blarina will lead a team at the bank's Manhattan office. She brings expertise in treasury and cash management services, trade finance, commercial and industrial lending, asset management, and human resources. Blarina's previous experience includes roles at Customers Bank and Signature Bank Flagstar Bank, where she focused on deposit growth and cash management services. She holds an MBA from NYU's Stern School of Business and a bachelor's degree from Brooklyn College and the University of Tirana. PPAC Gladstone Financial Corporation is a New Jersey bank holding company with total assets of $7.1 billion. Offering customized wealth management, investment banking, commercial, and personal banking solutions through PPAC Private Bank and Trust.
Smart Money is quietly loading up on this $160 million oncology stock. Is Nuvectis Pharma the next breakout biotech? NASDAQ NVCT. Nuvectis Pharma, a small-cap biotech company, is catching the attention of Smart Money investors due to sustained insider buying. Biotech investor Charles Massari Marlio recently purchased an additional 33,442 shares of NVCT, adding to his already significant position. With a background in pharmaceuticals and institutional asset management, Massari Marlio's strategic accumulation signals confidence in Nuvectis' pipeline. The company is advancing two promising oncology candidates, NXP800 and NXP900, targeting cancers with high unmet need. Despite being undervalued compared to peers, Nuvectis remains financially stable with $30 million in cash reserves. With strong insider ownership, promising clinical programs, and upcoming data releases, Nuvectis Pharma may be poised for a breakout in the second half of 2025.
Knight Food Holdings, Inc., NGTF, embracing tech transformation in hospitality. Knight Food Holdings, Inc., is leading the way in integrating AI-powered bots into the hospitality industry. By embracing robotics as a service, Knight Food is revolutionizing hotel and restaurant operations. According to a recent Forbes article, businesses are recognizing the importance of managing these smart robots effectively to maximize their value. With strategic acquisitions and a focus on AI-driven service robotics, Knight Food is at the forefront of this tech transformation in hospitality.
ES Gold Corp, CSQEAUF, reports construction progress at Montauban Project with new technical milestones. ES Gold Corp has completed installation of Humphrey spirals at its Montauban Project in Quebec, finalizing its preliminary economic assessment based on tailings material. Spiral circuit concentrate testing is underway, with results expected soon. A 3D geological model is being built from seismic and historical data. With the high price of gold, ES Gold offers a lower cost entry into gold exposure with a higher return. The company, fully permitted and pre-production, is advancing construction and technical developments at its flagship project. The successful installation of Humphrey spirals supports throughput of up to 1,000 tons per day, setting the stage for future output capacity. Concentrate testing on tailings material is ongoing, with results expected shortly. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. Biomed news breaks. Heartbeam Inc., NASDAQ Beat, earns FDA clearance for first cable-free ECG system for arrhythmia detection. Heartbeam Inc., traded on NASDAQ under the symbol BEAT, has received FDA 510K clearance for its cable-free ECG system designed for arrhythmia detection. This credit card-sized device allows patients to record a 30-second ECG using an app-guided system, which is then uploaded to the cloud for physician review. The company plans to launch an early access program before broader commercialization. This clearance paves the way for future advancements like AI arrhythmia detection and remote heart attack risk scoring, aligning with Heartbeam's goal to revolutionize cardiac care by providing continuous, predictive insights outside traditional clinical settings. Reports say EPA employees are being informally told not to enforce rules against oil firms. Reports have surfaced indicating that employees at the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency are allegedly being instructed not to enforce regulations against oil companies. This informal directive, reportedly given verbally, is raising concerns as pressure to ease scrutiny on the industry grows within the agency. Companies like GMXX Corp., with oil and gas interests, may be impacted by this development. Investors can find the latest news and updates on GMXX Corp. in the company's newsroom. Mining Newswire is a specialized communications platform focusing on developments in the global mining and resources sectors, offering access to various wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communication solutions to help companies reach a wide audience of investors, influencers, consumers, journalists, and the general public.
British firm gets approval to commercialize EV battery that charges in 18 seconds. RML Group has received approval to commercialize the Varivolt electric vehicle battery that charges in just 18 seconds, a significant advancement in EV battery technology. With conformity of production certification in hand, the Northamptonshire-based firm can now mass-produce these batteries for vehicle manufacturers. This technology could revolutionize the industry, allowing electric hypercars to run on batteries that recharge in less than 20 seconds. Companies like Mullen Automotive Inc., NASDAQ UN, may soon benefit from these rapid advancements in EV battery technology, paving the way for future models to be significantly different. Vivacore Inc., VIVK, pioneers sustainable oilfield waste management. Vivacore Inc., listed on NASDAQ under the ticker symbol VIVK, is leading the way in sustainable oilfield waste management. Oil refineries have a significant environmental impact, but companies like Vivacore are working to bridge the gap between environmental needs and industrial progress. Vivacore offers investors both environmental impact and growth potential. As a vertically integrated energy infrastructure and environmental services company, Vivacore focuses on the transportation, storage, reuse, and remediation of oil field fluids and waste. By taking a comprehensive approach, Vivacore ensures that oil extraction is not only productive, but also responsible. With the oil and gas industry historically contributing to greenhouse gas emissions and environmental contamination, VivaCore's efforts are crucial in promoting a more sustainable future.
Tech Media Breaks, Sicker Private Data Limited, OTCQX, FCESLCO, launches $2 million private placement to accelerate global marketing push. Secure Private Data Limited, a Swiss-based cybersecurity and privacy communications company, has launched a $2 million private placement to accelerate its global marketing push. The offering includes up to 40 billion units priced at KPOW 5 each, with each unit consisting of one common share and one full share purchase warrant. The proceeds will support Secure's international marketing efforts, Europe and Africa, as well as provide general working capital. Additionally, the company recently closed a private placement from March 31, 2025, raising $105,000. Secure Private Data offers Swiss-hosted solutions for secure communications and data management, serving consumers, businesses, and governments worldwide.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.